Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Welch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Welch. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wedo Martini. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Wedo Martini. And now, play ball. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martini fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martini fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martini fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warsler moves to third. Wedo Martini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to home to get Warsler. Richards moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richards scores. Martini moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren strikes out. One out. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Welch moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Welch moves to third. Cook moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Welch scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Werber moves to second. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Cook reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. Dahlgren scores. Welch moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Finney chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Richards fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Richards. Welch scores. Cook scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Al Benton now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton takes first base on ball 4. Warsler moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Welch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almada moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almada scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Warsler hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Welch strikes out. 2 outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Cook reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Dahlgren moves to third. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Almada hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richards strikes out. One out. Wally Moses pinch hits for Al Benton. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren fields the ball and throws to Welch covering. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the mound. Caster catches it and throws to first to double up Johnson. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Warsler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Welch moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Almada strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Welch moves to third. Cook moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Welch scores. Cook scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to third. Farrell moves to second. George Turbeville now pitching. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham pinch hits for George Turbeville. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.